Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. And welcome to another segment of Tamaya Deliverance Ministries discussion. Today we're going to talk about faith. Exactly what is faith? How do we build that faith? And how do we get deeper into knowing and using faith? Lord, we just give you thanks on this morning. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we look in your word, as we read your word, Lord, we ask that you would give us the knowledge, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding, so that, Father God, we would not lean to our own understanding, but, Father, we would have the insight as to what you want to share with us on this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. As we look at what it means or what faith is, we know that faith is mentioned several times in the Bible. It tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Webster Dictionary describes faith as to believe. Hebrews 11:1, which is a verse that's prevalent in the church. We say it quite often, but do we really have the understanding of what it means? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith, and I'm reading from the King James Version, says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Message book says, faith is being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. In other words, it is going beyond our natural knowledge and believing in the impossible. I love the King James Version because it says, now faith, which means it has to happen now. God is not a God of the past, but he is the God of the present. We're hoping, we're wishing, we're believing. And as Christians, we don't so much wish, but we believe, we trust. And we know without a shadow of a doubt. So the first thing we need to know, is understand what faith is and for as a Christian, how to operate in the realm of faith. Amen. Second Corinthians 5:17 tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we know that there are various levels of faith. Your faith might be at a low level where others may believe that their faith level is high. That's why the Bible says that if you have the faith, the size of a mustard seed. And we know that a mustard seed is relatively small. 1 grain is smaller than the tip of a pencil eraser. But he says that if you have the faith, the size of a mustard seed, that you can speak to the mountain and say, be that removed and be cast into the sea. Now, that is great faith, and maybe your faith level is not there. But the one thing that we need to understand is that faith is something that you have to build. Some people may start out No, I take that back. You know, everybody's level is different. You may start out believing that I'll be healed, or I'll wake up in the morning. You know, you may consider that to be a great faith, where somebody may consider that to be a little faith. But to get to that part where you can speak a thing and believe that it's going to come to pass, that may require you to build your faith. Faith, trust, and belief work hand in hand. In order to trust, you've got to believe. And in order to believe, you've got to trust. And all of that takes faith. Psalms 118:8 says that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. See, God knows the heart of all man. We only see the outer exterior. We see what we consider to be the good things of a person, but we know that God knows the heart. The Bible says that man's heart has been deceitful from the very foundation. That's why we need to trust God with our totality. God knows the inner part of a man. Man's heart is always wicked. And even ourselves, we can't even trust ourselves. That's why he tells us not to lean to our own understanding. Oftentimes, we base our decisions on how we feel and what other people think. And if you can see it and if you can do it, then it's really not faith. Faith is believing in the impossible, you know, because God can make the impossible possible.